Hi friends, thank you for being here. Namo myoho renge kyo. I hope you're taking care of your health and that this video finds you well. And if not, stick around, we'll make it better. Okay? This is a very short little letter that Nichiren wrote. We don't know a whole lot about the subject matter, but there's a very important lesson about attitude in here. As you hear me carping all the time about Buddhism, it's about the mind and it's about attitude and intent, right? So this is a reply to the lay nun Nichigan. And there's different versions of who Nichigan might be. She is in a district and perhaps married to a a significant figure of Nichiren's followers who is influential in his district. Whatever the case, she seems to be a little bit of an activist. So she is, she's written to Nichiren to ask his guidance and his approval of sorts, his participation in what did she call it? Boy, when words fail. A petition. She's written a petition for some kind of a change. We don't know much about that from this letter. Maybe if we researched outside of the Gosho, we might find more about this. But at any rate, let's read the letter because it's the petition. At least in this letter, isn't as much the subject as it is our use of our Buddhist practice in reference to things of this nature, things, changes we want to see in our lives, in our surroundings, so on and so forth. All right, so let's just get into it. I placed the written petition, dated the 8th day of the 11th month in the 3rd year of Koan, 1280, in which you expressed your meditation, your desires, along with your offerings of 1,000 coins and an unlined robe made of thread spun from bark fiber before the Lotus Sutra. And I spoke to the deities of the sun and moon about it. So she sent him a petition to sign. And Nichiren is saying that as a votary of the Lotus Sutra, I've gone ahead and signed it and sent it back to you. So not as Nichiren the man, but as Nichiren the votary of the Lotus Sutra, I've put this petition of yours to the greatest respect and the best intent possible. That's quite significant. So we're kind of curious, what was this petition about, right? Now there's no need to attempt to surmise yourself how things will go. Right? How this will play out with this petition. Whether or not your desires, your meditations are answered will depend on your resolve. And if it is not, I will in no way be to blame. So that's an interesting perspective, but very common sense. In other words, whatever the petition is, the efficacy of that petition to occur will depend solely on her, the author of it, and her resolute mind and conviction. Her asking Nichiren, the votary of the Lotus Sutra, to sign it is certainly quite a strong will, conviction. And for Nichiren to then approve and say, yeah, I'll sign this, I'll put it before the Lotus Sutra as an honorable thing to be done, and I will sign it thusly. But if it doesn't work out, do not seek to blame me or the Lotus Sutra for having signed it. That if it does happen or not happen, if your petition does succeed or not, rests solely on your Ichinen, which so far seems to be rather great, but You know, don't blame me. Don't blame the Lotus Sutra if for some reason it doesn't work out. So that's an interesting thing to say. It's very accurate. And being in his position as the votary of the Lotus Sutra, he would have to worry that somebody who asks for his approval, if they don't succeed in what they desire, that they shouldn't use that as somehow a proof or an embarrassment or a charge against the Lotus Sutra or Nichiren, right? Because that could happen. Vanity works that way. Avarice works that way. So he's congratulating her in a way for her Ichinen, for her will to do whatever it is she's doing in this petition. But if it doesn't work out, don't shift the blame to Nichiren or the Lotus Sutra. This is of your making. This is something you want. Therefore, your Ichinen is at play here. And if it works out, take all the credit. You don't have to credit me or the Lotus Sutra. Because this is your Buddhism. This is your Buddha. This is your resolve. Right? But human beings, we like to externalize everything. So he's just cautioning her. This to me, this second paragraph is the whole lesson here. When water is clear, like the mind, the moon is reflected. When the wind blows, the trees shake. Our minds are like the water. If our minds are clear, then we see clearly, and our intents are clear, right? A resolute mind that is weak is like muddy water, while resolve and conviction that is brave is like clear water. Understand that the trees are like principles, and the wind that shakes them is like the recitation of the sutra. With my deep respect, Nichiren. Very short letter, but also in its conciseness, it's a very valuable reflection on how our minds influence everything in our lives, not just how we think and feel, but how our environment responds to us. And I think that's a very profound lesson. Okay, so that's a short one for today. I don't have a whole lot to add to that. That's very clear. The next one will have a little bit of a lesson in history, I think, being as it is titled The Great Bodhisattva Hachiman, which is something most of us in the West know very little about. Who is this Hachiman, and why is he something that is so important to Japanese culture? So we'll learn that next. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Stay strong in your practice. Please nurture your health. We need you around, all of us. And don't forget, you can download these podcasts as oral files you can keep and listen to at any time you want. And I hope to see you in the next one. Take care of yourself. Be kind to one another. And I'll see you in the Great Bodhisattva Hachiman. Bye for now. Hey, thank you for being here. Did you know there's a third way you can help support this channel? And it won't cost you a cent. Yep. If you are not able to be a patron on Patreon or use the PayPal me at .com at Sifu Sylvain because you don't have the financial fortune to help support this channel right now, you, as I say, always support this channel by watching. But you can also help us grow so that maybe one day we can get over 10,000 subscribers and YouTube will grace us with monetization. It's not a lot. But if you can make sure you're subscribed and share video, like a simple one. Just go into the search criteria and type monk, and you'll have a video that'll come up that's been up for years about what is a monk. You know, it's called monk, who, how, where, something like that. That might be a great introduction to somebody who doesn't understand what a monk is to begin with. It's a tool. Use this channel as a tool to help you with your bodhisattva practice, and share a video to somebody who you think, oh, I know somebody who'll benefit from watching this. And in that way, you can help us grow. And that's a really good way to help your practice along as well. So just wanted to drop that in on you in case that's something that you might find useful. Take care of yourself again, and I'll see you soon. Bye.